The crisis in Flint has been particularly disheartening to the quiet family of public servants, technological experts, and engineering leaders who maintain the infrastructure of America, often outside the political system and invisible to the general public. Tom Laughlin is the executive director of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. He sees the Flint crisis as a call for Americans to better understand how things work and how they can better and more intelligently demand that things get fixed when they get old and break down.
It really is. But one of our challenges with engineering is that people don't understand it, right? If they take it for granted and it's just there, people don't appreciate all that's behind it. So the Flint water infrastructure is 100 years old, and the pipes are all there and they're underground. And when they changed their water source and it created these secondary problems, they were completely unprepared to deal with it. And then you think about the whole political infrastructure and all the various agencies weren't equipped to deal with it. And now we have to. And in a way, we ought to look at it as a canary in the coal mine for the entire infrastructure for this country.
Do you think engineers need to be more activists in terms of thinking about problems early, reminding people about the infrastructure they take for granted, educating them about things that they should know about so that it's not just it comes out of the wall?
Yeah. So I love that term, engineering activists. I think that in our generation, engineers, we look at our feet. We're a very introverted type of a group. But I look at the generation that's coming behind us, and I'm quite optimistic. And they see engineering as a means to enter the workforce to help solve problems, make the world a better, safer place. The idea that things are really complicated, the idea that the water system may be related to the power infrastructure, which may be related to food supply. And so the idea about activism is being quietly done, I think, by this generation coming behind us who want to make the world a better, safer place. And engineering is a way to enter that workforce. And whether you start there and go into environmental science or become an architect or do something else, engineering at its root is about understanding and solving problems.
And do you see activist engineers emerging from this generation? Do you think the new crop that's coming out is looking less at their feet and more maybe at the sky?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a daughter who is a environmental sciences major at Connecticut College, and she very much wants to fix the world. And I see other folks, engineering students who are in the studies who have chosen mechanical engineering in particular because it represents that depth and breadth. And I don't know that they see themselves as activists, but they sure don't tolerate turning our back on the world, understanding that everything is interrelated, whether it's climate or food supply or power generation or water, you name it. And so often environmental sciences is identified as a thing that they can most relate to. But I think as they learn more about it and understand how complex it is, that it turns more towards engineering. And that's why I'm optimistic that this generation is coming up behind us, because they're very aware. They want to fix it here, but they also want to make it improve the quality of life for all 7 billion inhabitants of the planet.
Where do you think this – you know, we've talked a lot about – I mean, I think what's intrigued me about this whole series is identifying what is American about innovation, that clearly it's a universal tendency, and then it involves coming upon problems and solving them and having a tendency and a lack of fear of confronting those problems, that you're just going to like – you believe you can do it. There's some sort of confidence there. There's an element of this that is American, and a lot of immigrants come to the United States and become engineers, and we've heard those stories and that sort of thing. What do you think the particularly American component of innovation is, and where will it be in 20 years? Will it be mixed in with every other culture? Will it move on to some other continent and be there?
So I love that question. I think folks came to this country with a blank sheet. They left for whatever reason over the course of the immigration in this country, they left something behind for something else. And it is this close intertwining of technology and ambition and spirituality. I fear sometimes that we're losing some of that because of the same kind of ignorance that reflects how Flint can come about in that idea that we're kind of taking it for granted. I would want to not be political, but there was a time when there were more engineers in Congress. And I think, frankly, they made better decisions, more thoughtful decisions than some of the strife that we're having now or some of the struggles that the congressmen are having.
Finally, before we go, you've mentioned Flint a couple of times. I get the sense that you feel that as a personal failure, not that you were responsible for it, but that engineers need to have a bigger role in society to prevent things like that from happening.
It's true, John, that Flint was avoidable. As a part of the community that generates standards and tries to make the world a better place, when you see a failure, it hurts. And so we just want to work that much harder at it to make sure it doesn't happen again. I do hope that we as a community see Flint as a learning lesson and not as a political objective or a political football, because it's really important. And it's not just about this country, but it's about the world, and it's about us all trying to figure it out.
Tom, it's always great to talk to you, and I just always get enthused about your passion over all this sort of stuff. And I'll go home and maybe fix that drawer in my kitchen.
Well, thanks,
my
John.
My wife's bugging me.
If you need help, I can refer a couple of engineers to help you. And thank you for your time and attention. Thank you so much for giving for celebrating innovation. It's the American and it's the human endeavor.
Tom Laughlin is the executive director of the ASME, the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. Don't forget, you can vote for America's greatest innovation at thetakeaway.org/innovation.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.